Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I've been riding my bike for so long. Here I am, out front of the McNamara house. Everyone says it's haunted. Well, I'm not going to be labeled a coward. I'm going inside. Yeah, that's right. Me, little Richie Sullivan, going inside the McNamara house. Let me go through this police tape, crawl over the fence. Oh, it's cold outside. Let me knock on the door. Hello? Well, the door opened on its own. Let me just step
inside. Come in.
Who said that?
I did. My name's Jesper.
Jesper, wow, are you like Siri or something? Where's your voice coming from?
Right behind you. Quite all right. Please, come in. Allow me to shut the door.
Oh, you closed it so slowly, but it slammed so hard. I didn't know anybody lived here. Are you Jesper... McNamara?
Oh, heavens no. Why, I'd love to be a McNamara. I'm merely a servant to the McNamara family.
Oh, I thought they all died. What's this big suit of armor in the hallway?
Why, it's an antique.
Oh.
The McNamaras were lovers of antiques. You'll see things from all ages
throughout
the house.
Hey, man, Jesper, do we got guests, man?
This is Lonnie McNamara.
Hey, man, how are you? Good. I'm so glad we got company, man.
Whoa, sweatpants.
Yes, Lonnie shops at Target.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a Circle member. You get a discount if you put your phone number in, man.
Oh, I thought this place was haunted. I didn't realize it was owned by a wealthy, lazy McNamara who just kind of smokes weed.
You heard of a hacky sack, man?
Sure.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, are there any ghosts or dead bodies here or anything?
Just a man. There's some loose beans and empty sacks, man. It just when the beans fell out of the sack, man.
Lonnie, your Easy Mac is on the table.
Ah, oh, sweet, man. It's easy.
Would you care for some Easy Mac, weary traveler?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm going to head out. I thought this was going to be like a haunted house, but this is just
wealthy...
Oh, yeah,
man. Stick around. In about 15 minutes, man, the blood comes out of the ceiling and just falls everywhere.
In 15 minutes? Huh. You sure it couldn't be sooner?
No, man. It's out of time.
In the meantime, Lonnie can show you his VHS collection.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good. So
vehicular suicides.
Huh. It's like a Faces of Death.
It's photos of vehicular suicide.
The H is silent.
Oh, so it's not VH. Okay.
Oh, man, I looked at the clock wrong. That blood's not going to come down for about another 25 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm going to go.
You want some candy? You want some candy, man?
No, no. You're sweating profusely. So, all right, well I'm going to go. I'm going to head on over to the Word Association's doing a Halloween episode.
We haven't had a guest in ages, really. It'd be no trouble at all if you'd like to stay.
Yeah, man. Me and Jasper, we want a good circle for the hack.
Wait a
minute. You gotta
Jasper?
Stay.
You said your name was Jasper. I guess that's not scary. It's more confusing. Well. All right. Take care.
Oh, wait. Oh,
man. We lost another one, man.
Lonnie,
I think it's you, man. I think you're just too. I think you're too fucking creepy, man. I think you're too. You gotta be more laid back, man.
Oh, Go put America's Funniest Home Videos on.
We could have eaten that kid, man, but you really blew it.
You might be a star tonight, so let those cameras roll. Giving me the red, white, and blue. The funniest things you do. America. 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 This is you.
That was kind of scary.
That was a little bit scary. It got scary towards the end.
Welcome to the Word Association Halloween episode. My name is Adel Terrify. Uh-oh, I set a precedent. Let's see what they do.
Brett Lyon, that I'm alive.
And I'm Rob Fright.
Ooh.
God damn. You guys are so fucking, you guys are so easy. You guys were so fucking easy.
Okay,
well, Threat Lions.
There you go.
No, that's, no? I mean, it's good now.
Brett Dyans?
No, Threats.
Brett Dyans?
Brett Dyans was great. There's also many good ones.
I was debating Robubert White.
Robubert is pretty good.
Oh, I guess Robubert might just be a guy who gets fondled in Beetlejuice.
But our episode today is going to be very, very spooky, very scary. We're going to bring...
Up? Now that we don't date the Halloween... We don't date these episodes.
We don't date these episodes. This may or may not come out on Halloween. Pretty sure it will, but we don't want to date the episodes. If not, whoopsie doodle.
If it's November 3rd, we apologize.
If it's November 3rd, we do apologize. But also, listen to this next Halloween. What a sweet little treat that you're saving in your bag for later. Our words are going to be spooky. What follows after may or may not be, but the words definitely will be spooky. So, yes. So, look forward to that. Should we go ahead and start? My word today is going to be...
Wait, before we start, what is your... You go to a house, ding dong, trick or treat, door opens. Mm-hmm. Top two candies you're looking for. Not size-wise, because we all know we want a big boy. But you're talking top two candies, you get in your bag, I'm eating these.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Number one is going to be, I want to say it's called Viennetta. It was like a fancy ice cream. Viennetta, is that a thing?
You're going to carry that around all night?
It's going to be soup by the time you get
Brett home. Asked and answered. You can't set me up to say whatever I want. And then set boundaries. You can't be like, play in the sand, my dude, and then be like, whoa, 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 that sand's too close to the water. I'm on the beach, my dude. Viennetta.
But you need to exist in the world of what trick-or-treating is. Okay. And an ice cream cake.
That's right. Let me fix this.
A bit much.
I think I would like fondue.
Jesus Christ.
Which is like
the hot chocolate or the oil?
Fondue, of course, is when you melt down the powder from Fun Dip and then you put the little
and
toss
Mountain Dew?
I will fix this. I will fix this. Ding dong. Oh, good. I'm in the Benihana. I'll take some hibachi to go.
I think in my adult life now, really, I would probably want peanut M&Ms or Snickers.
Ooh.
Would be the two.
I think whatchamacallit's king of the bar. If you're talking bar form, we're talking whatchamacallit, delicious. If we're talking loose candy, we're talking M&M's or Rob, I think you're right, peanut M&M's are king.
I would like a small bag of Jay's pretzel and a Twix bar.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
And I eat them together.
Oh.
So I make chocolate covered pretzels.
Okay. Nice.
I'm trying to think of what other candies out there. I like Payday, but it's not whatchamacallit. Whoops that. But, pretty good.
I will say this. I'm going to brush aside any Whoppers or Milk Duds. I'm going to get those out of the way.
Those are molten. I mean, I do love a good Sour Patch Kids.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I do. Milk Duds suck. Raisinets suck. I think Whoppers are actually pretty good.
No, I think Whoppers suck. Think Whoppers They're like a good. Molten milk ball.
Yeah.
Oh, a Junior Mint. Underrated. I only see those around Halloween. But Junior, like
Mint,
Junior Mint.
Delicious, but then... After 10 or so, you can't really drink anything or else you're...
No.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm more of a senior mint guy. A little bit more dated, a little bit more gruff.
I like a U.S. mint.
Adel, why don't you, before I rudely interrupted you, thoughts.
Not at all.
What is your spooky Halloween word for this afternoon?
My word, throws dust into the fire. Fire explodes outwards, catches all of our clothes. Ah, hot, 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 hot. My word, submitted for the approval of the TWA, is goosebumps.
Oh, I mean, I like it. Do you ever, I'm trying to think of what's given me them, because I've had them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's anything scary or if it's more like a tickle.
Draft.
A tickle?
Okay.
Does a tickle give you goosebumps, I think?
It absolutely can.
Who's tick? I mean,
a
are you
creepy,
in a room alone?
A creep.
Are, yeah, are you in yeah, a room no. alone and you feel like someone's tickling you and you can't figure it out? Then yeah. I guess I get them from like a cold chill. Like if a cold chill comes down the hallway, I would get them.
Cold spot, yeah. I feel like I get it mostly from movies where there's a moment of like, or even true. Like a good yep. song. Like a, like if there's like a song that's like really moving or something, it'll give me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have a moment very recently where I was freaked out, spooked out, goosebumped out. Is the other day, I think it was Friday of last week, I came home at like 6:30, 7 o'clock at night with Dot, and it's starting to get darker now.
What?
So I got home, and my neighbor's house was nothing. There was no decorations or anything.
Wow. Can you imagine, so then I put, Brett, just real quick, can you imagine your neighbor talking to your wife and being like, oh, Brett does a podcast, let me listen to it. They listen to one episode, and they're like, oh, it's next week's a Halloween episode. They listen to this episode. Within 10 minutes, Brett Lyons gets on the mic and says, my neighbor's house is nothing.
No, I
know. Now they hit pause.
They hear me out, though. It's also a part of the story, so you have to.
They hit pause. They call over their wife and kids, and they go, don't ever listen to this podcast. Dad, what's wrong? What's wrong?
And he's like, and he knows I just had surgery. Can't
why
get
is
the
he,
decorations
why
up.
Is he doing
so,
this?
So I come home at that time, and no, nothing's up. So I finish, I put Dot to bed, and I have dinner. I have a margarita, and I smoke a little bit of weed. And I go to take Louie out at like 10:30 at night, and there's now police caution tape all over their house.
Real quick, Brett, marijuana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Margarita, oh, I like marijuana, that. Watch Moana. Margawana.
Margawana. Yeah, that's good. And now there's police tape covering their house.
Uh-oh.
And no one's outside.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, what? I was like, oh, my God, what, like, happened here? So I called him. I texted my neighbor. I was like, is everything okay? Your house is, like, covered in police tape. He goes, no, we just put up all Halloween decorations. And I was like, your Halloween decorations are just police tape that says keep out?
Also, if you could come up with some bail money, and my wife is dead.
Well, first he said, oh, yeah, we had to leave because there was a mold explosion.
Oh.
And then immediately texted like, ha, 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 no, just kidding. But I was just like, in the course of like 3 hours, they somehow covered their house in like police tape.
You got to, okay.
And it's also, that's, I don't know, I'm medium on that being spooky and also just being like, this is kind of creepy.
Crime scene, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of too crime scene-esque.
That's like putting out salsa at a party and being like, okay, everyone, thanks for coming. And everyone just stares at the salsa and they go, but with what?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
with
yeah.
What?
Right.
And then
right.
Eventually someone is like, don't we need chips? You can't just put up police tape. You have to pair it with cobwebs, a skeleton.
I know. Well, right. Also then the next day they put up an inflatable ghost and a big spider web out the front.
There we go.
But apparently the police tape was number one, but it also did freak me out.
They caught their faux pas. That's a huge, that's I was on their side the whole way up until the end there. Now, Brett, I agree with you.
Yeah, it was creepy.
You know, I did have a spooky or a time when I guess, I don't know if I got goosebumps, excuse me, but I was.
Did someone
actually
say goosebumps? Life is like goosebumps? A box of milk bags.
I always get goosebumps when I have shrimp gumbo.
Seeds take it.
Shrimp on the scoop.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Shrimp on the Barbie. Shrimp grits. Yeah.
This scare's taken. I was in college. Have I talked to you guys about Pittsburgh potties right. before and what they are?
Yes, I know. Yes,
it's
we've
a basement,
talked about
basement
it before.
Thing,
I have
right?
one. Yeah. I have one in my house currently.
Yeah. So we had one. It was in college in one of our houses. So I would just use it because there was no bathroom on the main level. So the upstairs bathroom, downstairs bathroom, somewhere is in the upstairs. So I went down into the basement. And in this house, somebody built like a wooden stall around the toilet. So it wasn't just a random toilet in the basement. It had, not that I needed privacy anyways in the basement.
It's like a standing coffin basically with a toilet inside.
The power was out and I had a candle So I went, I should have probably started with that part of the story. But anyway, so I went down and went to, just peed. I just peed. I mean, I pooped too, but it wasn't this time. It wasn't a poop. Just want to, just level setting. So I was down there. I was peeing, pitch black basement, right?
Yeah.
I go to leave and I'm like, I'm walking a little bit backward. I turn around and I just see a flannel shirt like at eye level. And I like fucking, I stop dead. And I was like, I froze. And then because this thing, it was so tall, I like with the candle looked up like, ooh. And then it was my roommate's flannel shirt hanging from the laundry, just drying. Ooh. But it felt like a 6.5 foot person was just standing there waiting for me for a split second. And it was in a pitch black basement. It was very, very scary for a moment.
I truly just got, not full goosebumps, but I got a tingle in the back of my neck.
It was, I mean, because it was just like a movie in that, you know, you don't see anything. It's all black. And as soon as you turn around, that light from the candle just lights it up enough. It was, that was something.
Now, Adel, I think famously in our friendship, you like the supernatural. I feel like if there was a graveyard in a town and it was like, if you go to this graveyard, you're supposed to be able to see something, you would be interested in doing that.
Yes. And I've gone to, me and Farrell and went to a graveyard.
And I am very, 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 very not gonna do that.
Not gonna do that. I love
not gonna do it.
I love commercial haunted houses. I love quote unquote real haunted houses. I love haunted stories. Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't think I really believe in all that, but I just love the lore around it. I love just like the sort of aesthetic and setting of it all. There was Bachelor Grove Cemetery is in right outside Chicago, and that's supposed to be like the number one most haunted place in the U.S., I believe.
Okay.
I don't think you can get there anymore, but Farrell, a friend of ours, Farrell, we went to...
he's a cat who...
He's a feral cat who... He'll put a fish in his mouth and pull out the bones, if that makes sense. we went to... I want to say it was like... Not Rose Hill Cemetery. Some cemetery out in the suburbs. And apparently there's these wrought iron gates where there's like fingerprints burned into it, where somebody like grabbed it and like burned in their handprints or something. Mm-hmm. And then also there was a kid going to the prom, taking a prom date to the dance or something. Now, what was it? It was a kid driving to the prom solo and he saw someone in a dress and was like, do you need a ride? And she didn't say anything and she gets in the car. And as they drive, they go past the cemetery and she disappears. So the whole thing is like, she was a ghost who died on prom 20 years ago or something. Maybe it was like one year ago. That would be.
Well, I do know. So the only time I've gone into the cemetery, that Graceland Cemetery, that's on Irving and Clark.
Mm-hmm. The statue of the, there's like a Elvis. Bonks statue of a girl that runs around the tombstones, right?
Yeah, but isn't there, but there's also, and this is only during the daytime too. I've never gone to a cemetery at night, period. No questions asked. There is also one that has a glass box over it because apparently
that's the statue.
It's supposed to levitate or something like that. So they put a glass box over it to stop it from doing that.
That'll keep it in. Here's what I want to say. Speaking of a ghost that died last year, the ghost is like, ah, shit, a box. They figured it out.
Fucking, Jesus.
And then all the ghosts that came from coffins are like, oh, we should have been stuck. Here's what I'll say. Why don't we only see ghosts in like Victorian clothing, right? We only see ghosts in like overalls or whatever that is. We need to see more. Speaking of sweatpants, why don't we see ghosts in sweatpants? Why don't we see ghosts in like sleeveless white shirts and Crocs and like?
Are we led to believe though that we see these type of ghosts in these outfits because they take over their last form and it's rare that someone's buried in sweatpants?
Here's what Brett. I'm so glad you asked. Here's what I want to posit. If it's what they're buried in, we should see a lot of cheap suits and pants and like pantsuits.
Here's a jar of powder.
Here's what I want to posit, Brett. I think the dead also are also like playing pretend. It's also like trick or treating. They dress up, so the dead are like, I'm not going to wear this no fear T-shirt that I died in and these jean shorts
because I want to spook you. I want you to spook you. Yeah,
you're not going
to
be scared of me if I look like a neighborhood high school dropout.
Bum. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like cargo pants.
Yeah. Is that a body glove T-shirt?
Are those Oakleys?
Is that bum athletic wear?
Why did you buy Oakleys? They're overpriced.
Why did your shirt say "Who needs a beer? This guy"?
Hard Rock Cafe Orlando?
Didn't that shut down years ago? Yeah. But I think...
Ooh, spooky!
I think the dead are able to sort of summon clothing. It's sort of like those dolls with the paper dolls where you can mix and match.
Yeah.
I think they're able to summon whatever clothing to be effective spooksters, is I think the term they prefer. And so I think, regardless of when you died, a lot of people are like, well, Victorian's creepy. So it could be like Uncle Frank from last year who died, and he'll appear in some sort of like top hat and a cravat and like
with a cane.
So I think it is. I think that's what's going on versus anything else. And I think I won't be answering any questions, and you two cannot respond to this.
Well, no, I'm trying to think what in my world I would want ghosts to be in. And I feel like I would want it to be what they died in, but then there would just be a lot of ghosts in hospital gowns.
Ooh, yeah. Hospital?
That's spooky. I don't like
that. That would actually be very scary, though.
What if there's just a long line? So what if when you die, you can become a ghost, but all the ghosts from years past still are walking around trying to fulfill their mission. So you can't become a ghost who walks among us until everyone else has finished their job. So maybe there's just like a lot of people from the Victorian era that just haven't like figured out like what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a bottleneck.
So Brett, what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is just around the corner, we're going to start seeing ghosts in JNCO jeans.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like Skinner t-shirts.
Nice.
You know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff coming up once they finish their missions.
I do think...
Once all these other ghosts finish their missions.
If I'm... Obviously, there's no God. If I'm God, I think, Brett, you're dead on. I think when somebody die, I think when you die, if I'm God, and there is no God, I say, welcome to this place. This is like a little fun. This is like a rec room. Go nuts. We have table tennis. We have foosball. Do what you will. In 100 years, you're going to get tapped to go down to Earth. So you have some time... What you're wearing now will be scary in 100 years. Right now, obviously, it'd be a fucking joke. People would make fun of me. I can't have that anymore. We saw what happened to my son. I cannot be embarrassed by these earthlings again.
Okay.
So I think that is I think it's a wait. It's a wait period.
Sure.
Yeah.
How many people have unfinished business that's that necessary finished? Really?
Everyone. Everyone.
I don't know.
Everyone has a dry cleaning ticket that they have.
That's what I feel like. It'll just be errands or like, oh, I should have straightened up the garage. Before I died. it was shit.
I mean, yeah, shit. Then a new family moves in there, and they're like, and they turn the garage into like a rec room, and they're not using it for cars, and you're like, it's going to take for fucking ever to fucking spook them out of this house.
What are you doing? I have to go back. I need to get Terry his lawnmower back. I borrowed it.
And Terry's up there, too, and he's like, I got to go back. I got to get Dave back his lawnmower, and they drop him in two separate plates at a time.
I got to go back. I never tried the new Doritos.
I don't think I would finish business. I would just say,
Well, I don't think time ran out. I think you're given a job and you have to try to, you're going to do it. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Don't like thinking about it. Not a fan of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not real.
Yeah.
Unless it's comedy.
I just did a sort of ghost voice, and I do realize ghost voice is basically the SNL introduction. Musical guest.
Yeah. Featuring you.
So maybe he died. Maybe that's a thing.
Oh.
You talking about
Don Pardo?
I guess Don Pardo did die.
Yeah, I mean, he is dead.
I guess he did die, yeah. I guess it's now, what's his name? He used to be a cast member.
Have you seen anything?
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Spooky adult at any of these things that you've gone to? Have you seen anything?
I went to...
Or do you think it's just your mind playing tricks on you?
I think I've seen spooky things. So I went, I think also with Farrell on a different occasion, we went to the Hull House, which is in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was supposedly, so we went to the Hull House because we heard it was like a haunted place, and we went up to the door. It was probably like 10 or 11 at night. We went up to the door, and on the door was like a smudge mark, and what it looked like was like it looked like somebody had pressed their face to the glass or something, but it was from the other side. It wasn't on our end. It was from the locked interior, and it looked like a smudge, and as we looked at it, it looked like almost like a pig. Like, if, you know how like how you can hold up your nose to look like a piggy or something? It looked like that, but like a little more.
Is this like in a famous abandoned house or something like
It's a museum now. I think it was, is it Jane Adams Hull House or something? So that it's basically. Right.
I think it's Brett Hull House.
It was Brett Hull House. Thank you so much.
Not Bobby?
Yeah.
No, it's Brett's house. It's Brett's house.
But I think it was like a refuge for women in the early 1900s and all this. So it's like a historic building, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a museum nowadays. So we see this like pig nose mark, and we're like, what the fuck is this? So as we're like heading to wherever else we were going, I look up online, like, what's the full story about why is this supposed to be haunted? And then in the story, it says that the reason it's like spooky or on the list of like haunted places in Chicago is because back in the early 1900s, somebody apparently dropped a baby off on the doorstep of the whole house. And they said the baby was like the devil's baby because it had the face of a pig.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know if somebody knew that that's what was going on and left a little story for someone by pressing their nose up against the glass, but it was pretty eerie. Pretty spooky.
Pretty spooky. Did you guys have a house in your neighborhood growing up that was like, okay, we don't go near that house because it's just kind of creepy?
No, but every movie I watched growing up had that.
Yeah.
Which is why I did the intro.
Yeah.
I did. So just very quickly, one time I stayed the night, my great grandma, who lived till she was like 98, her name was Fern Brownlee. But as a kid, we could never say her name. So my sister and I called her Grandma Brownie, which I don't think she cared for. She was a very hardened woman. She very much was like a go-getter. She worked her absolute ass off. Very tiny woman. She would mow the lawn. She owned a farm, so she raised horses and all that.
Okay.
She had a huge farm.
Did she live in a gully by chance?
She didn't live in a gully. Gully.
That's too bad.
But she would like mow the lawn every day and up until she died. She was just like, just kept moving.
Every day is excessive.
Every day.
So at some point she like injured herself, so she had to go to the hospital. So my mom was like, would you mind go staying at her house just to, because she has dogs. She had two dogs. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do you mind going, stay at the house, make sure it's fine, watch the dogs, etc. I said, sure. I brought a couple friends along. We had a little sleepover. We're hanging out. At some point, the friends are asleep. I hear a noise. I get up and I go to the kitchen. Now, the dogs were on the enclosed porch, and which goes through the kitchen. You go through the kitchen door, which is shut right now, onto the enclosed porch. The enclosed porch leads to the front door, which goes outside. Mm-hmm. I get up because I hear the noise. I go into the kitchen. The dogs are barking, 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 barking. All of a sudden, a light goes on in the enclosed porch, which is like the motion sensor light. The dogs stop barking. Mm-hmm. I get goosebumps. My word.
Sure.
I freeze. It's one of those things where, like, in my head, I'm like, if I'm ever in this situation, I'll fucking fight, or I'll grab a knife, or I'll scream, or I'll... My body was shut down. My body said, this is where you die. So let's get our resources together and clam up, freeze. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't scream. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. It sucked. Then finally, my body kind of releases and I'm able to move. The light goes away. The dogs start barking again. I'm terrified because what could have done that? She lives literally in the middle of the countryside next to a town of 300 people. So then I go back into the room, and at some point I turn and look back in the kitchen, and I think I see a face in the kitchen window. At that point, probably my mind playing tricks on me, but I think I see that. I get under the covers. I put my head on my pillow, and I simply will myself to sleep. And I say, this is probably the night I die. I'm going to bed. At least I'll die in my sleep.
I'm going to waken up the two friends.
Yeah. So that's the only experience I've had with anything where I was like, and you always hear, like my grandma used to say, my grandma's house, that farmhouse, used to be in Neponset, Illinois, used to be where all the funerals were held. Because back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the town was so small they didn't have a funeral home. So they were like, we'll use this house. So all the funerals in town were held there for years and years and years. And then my grandma who raised dogs, a lot of them would pass away on the farm. And she would say she'd be asleep and she'd feel something licking her hand. And she'd look down and see a little ghost dog. And she said that was like a weekly occurrence. So my great grandma said she would see like animal ghosts.
Wasn't she famously a PCP addict as well, though?
She's a PCP addict, but no, I guess... Cribbage champion, is that something?
No, yeah, it is a thing, but PCP would probably take over.
That's a thing where I could see getting scared. Like, I do not believe in ghosts at all, but I would be scared and do the same exact thing. If I thought I saw a face, I would just lay in bed and try to will myself. That is exactly how
I don't look up property I have or I've lived in, what it used to be or what happened.
It's just some barn that I used to house.
I do think... What do you guys think about animals being able to sense things? Do you think animals have like a sixth sense?
I think I can sense weather.
Like a knee?
I mean, no. Sense, are you saying like a ghost? It could sense a presence?
Like a dog barking and you're like, what is it, boy? What are you barking at? And there's a ghost in the corner?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. He just goes, I'm fucking hungry.
Okay, fuck me, I guess.
Clean burger. I'm fucking hungry.
No, I mean, I feel like that's a movie thing, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I'm fucking hungry, so let's grab a snack. We'll be right back with more words.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
And we're back.
With.
I was working in my lab late one night, and I came up with a word that I thought would be frightening. And my word today for this Halloween spooktacular is Fester.
Fester. Of course, Uncle Fester is the right. First thing
classic,
I think of.
Famous. Mm-hmm. Famous.
Christopher Lloyd.
Do wounds fester? Fester?
Do who? Wounds? Yeah, oh, festering wound.
What is
yes.
A festering wound? Like it won't heal. Is that what that means? A festering wound is one that doesn't heal?
I would say yes. Without, I never went to medical school.
Yeah, festering makes me think, I don't know, I guess I truly don't know what it means. You're a good point, Rob. But festering makes me think, yeah, doesn't heal, doesn't scab over, kind of like pus continuously flows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe some flies drop by, and who knows what they're up to.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would agree that if I were to think about, like, the word fester, I would think of like an unhealing wound type thing. I would think like a festering thing type thing.
What's the worst injury we've all sustained?
I think the worst, I mean, I've knock on wood, I've never broken any bones. I was a big milk drinker as a child, but I think the worst.
Luck too. You were drinking a little lady luck.
No, it's milk.
Oh, yeah, it's milk.
Well, I was also on steroids for 13 years, okay. So it just can't be broken. Well, the worst thing that happened to me was a couple years ago, which is yes, it was.
Broken heart, worst injury I've ever sustained. Yeah.
No, I was in the hospital for a week when I had that abscess in my lungs.
Oh, that's right.
Have I told this story?
I mean, you might have, but I don't think you did. But please, do. So
not
I'll set
the
up
podcast,
the I'll set up the
know.
I will set up the story. Is I was feeling quite ill, and this is like the August the year before COVID. So I was feeling quite ill, and I was having these bad fevers to the point where I was hallucinating and stuff like that. So I go to the doctor, and they're like, "Oh, you gotta go to the hospital." So I go to the hospital because I was getting like 105, 106 fevers, which is insane. So I go to the hospital. They do x-rays, CAT scans, and I just have this large bacteria ball somehow forming in my lung, and no one knows what it is. So they put me in the infectious disease wing of the hospital, and I like have these doctors come in, and they're like trying to do stuff. The nurse comes in with like an outbreak, like suit on type stuff because they didn't know. And after a while, they ruled out like tuberculosis, so I could have guests come. And Adel comes in one day, and
so I come in, and you're absolutely right. Where I had to go through like a clear curtain, and then I think I had to put on something, and then go through another curtain. So it truly was. I was like, I've only seen this in movies, so it was insane. You were in that ward, so I come in, and I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm so sorry to hear. I hope you're okay. We're hanging out. We're chatting. Brett's clearly on some amount of drugs or something. And at some point, a nurse comes in, and she goes, hey, I have to take more blood. So I'm talking to Brett, and Brett's like, he said something along the lines of like, I can't, it's gonna, please. And they're like, it's gonna be over quick. Like, we just gotta do this. He's like, okay. So they go to take blood, and she's putting in the needle and kind of threading it in and out. And I'm like, ooh, can't watch that. She keeps doing it. And she goes, I couldn't get a vein. So let me try again. She keeps trying, couldn't get a vein, tries again. So she does that a few times. Clearly Brett's an absolute pain, and like, this is a nightmare situation, and I'm like, oh boy. So I'm trying to like talk to Brett and keep him whatever engaged, and at some point she like really hurts him. Something happened where like she I don't know if she like went through the vein or something happened where it really hurt Brett, and he just kind of laughs and he goes, ha, 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 this is how they made the Joker. And I go, Brett, no. And he goes, no, this is my origin story. This is like how a villain gets made. And he's kind of like laughing in a weird way. Mm-hmm. And I go, and the nurse gets her thing like and leaves. And I go, Brett, hey, you can't say that. And he goes, what? And I go, you can't say that in here. And he goes, what did I say? And I go, you can't say that's how they made the Joker. I go,
this is very true.
I go, she went to probably call security, but it was a maniacal laugh.
I was in the hospital for a week, and actually what you're talking about is they had to come in because my IV had popped.
That's what it was.
So my IV popped, and I already had like three IVs for that week. So they're coming into another one. And famously, hospitals are great, but the hospital experience, do you get healthy? Yes. Is it the most uncomfortable place to be in the fucking world? Absolutely. Because they don't let you sleep. The beds are so uncomfortable. The pillows are it's all so uncomfortable. And like, all you want to do is just like sleep.
Yeah.
And like, you'll fall asleep for 2 hours and someone will knock on the door and be like, we got to take blood or we got to do this. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I know what's best for me is sleeping, but like, it's just like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Did you, when you said, what did I say? Did you not remember saying that about the Joker, or did you remember saying it?
I think I said something like, this is how supervillains are made. Or
maybe that's what
like
it was.
That.
I think you said something like, this
I
is how
I was more pissed at Adam. I was like pissed like Adam. Like I was like, I can fucking say whatever I fucking want.
It was something like, this is how villains are made. And then you cackled and then you said like, this is how they made the Joker. And I was like, Brett, no. Because if you watch The Dark Knight Rises with Heath Ledger, famously, he supports hospitals. And,
they couldn't find a vein. Yeah, they couldn't find a vein. That was the problem. Yeah.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah.
A nurse taking
it was,
blood.
They didn't know what I fucking had for like 4 days. Yeah. So I couldn't leave the room. Like most of the time you're in a hospital, like they'll let you like do a lap around. But they thought I had like tuberculosis or something.
And Brett.
And so like I wasn't allowed to leave the room.
For those listeners who are concerned, which is... Not a small amount. It turned out that you had something from a lake. Is that right?
I had strep. I ended up getting strep in my lung.
You had lake lung is what they call it.
They called it lake lung. They think that possibly while I had been in Tennessee. So like they were asking me like, where were you? Like, cause this, they're all trying to figure out what's going on. And so it turns out they think what happened was that also famously I go to that lake and I drink because it's like a party town. So they think what happened was I possibly got strep and like I had been drinking and I fell asleep and like they think like, you know, that you're like flapping your thing that like snores or whatever. They think somehow the strep then made its way down and got in my lung somehow.
Also, so Lake Lung would be a great sleepaway camp in a horror movie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Welcome to Lake Lung.
So spooky.
Welcome to Lake Lung.
Lake Lung. We all have asthma.
It's just really quiet at night and you can hear the lake breathe.
A lot of gurgling.
Famously, I did go to an asthma camp as a child.
Oh,
but that's a story for another time.
Let's all walk at a slow pace to the next thing.
You couldn't leave. Yeah, if you left in the middle of the night, it was always scary because you just hear kids going.
Do you think the one kid they hand him the bugle and he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Like, I
can't blow this. I'm having a fucking.
I can't play taps, but I can play ta." that is sort of like the Michael Myers is like instead of ch-ch-ch, it's like
that's so I mean we can okay that this is a horror movie
Lake
an
Lung.
Asthma camp called Lake Lung
we gotta do
oh,
Lake
yeah,
Lung.
Lake Lung are you for sure
if you're a Hollywood
yeah,
screenwriter
I mean technically
reach out to
technically,
us
technically what the asthma saves the day in the movie It
oh yeah
because he says it's battery acid, and he sprays it in his face, and his face melts, and they get away. So asthma can help people if you're in a spooky
if you're
camp.
You're fighting a space
clown
spider
situation.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it ends up being, I think space. It was something from space. We know that, right?
I didn't see it or read it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob, what
my
is
my worst yes. injury, oh. and I can tie it into Halloween a little bit. We had gotten home from something. And we were at these friends of ours' house, and I was in my bedroom, and I was pretending to play baseball by myself. Sort of like, you know, Brett, in a previous episode, you talked about how you used to, like, reenact sports moments or whatever. So I was in my room sure. and pretending, like, I was basically going for a triple. All right.
Hitting your dick against the wall real hard.
You know, so I, you know, my, you know, first base was something, second base in, third base was this like nightstand. And, you know, the throw was coming in from the outfield. So I had to slide into third to get the triple and avoid the tag.
Sure.
And I slid and I kind of, my momentum, like I ran into the dresser. And so my body like flipped up and my head hit off of the corner of the dresser. And just like went in. And I remember going like, ooh, that hurt. And I was laying on the ground and I looked down and there was blood in my hand. And I was like, huh. And then I put it together that it was coming from my forehead.
You're like, a little genius.
I was real smart.
Look at you figure that out. Yeah.
Well, my hand's cut. Wait a minute. No. So then I screamed for my, I was like, mom, mom, mom. My mom went in. She's like really funny because she thought I got fake blood from the friend's house where we were. Oh. So she's like really funny and walked away. And I was like, no, this is real. And then she came in and started freaking out. And we went to the emergency room, waited in the ER for too long. I actually, to go back to asthma, that I saw a kid was like being checked in front of me. He was like, he couldn't even breathe. And they're like, name. And he was like, he was having an asthma attack. And I was like, just get his name after.
Yeah.
But they were making him do all this stuff. I was like, this is fucked. So I'm just, you know, I got whatever. So I got stitches and I kind of looked like Frankenstein. I had like the, or Frankenstein's monster.
And you don't really have a scar on your, I don't really ever see a scar
on
there.
It's faint. It's like right, like in the middle of my forehead. It whacked off.
R.L. Stein's
monster. Or whacked off is not the best way to say that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's definitely
so,
not.
So, and you're playing baseball, you said? Well, Rob, I got to ask, were you safe?
You know what? I think I was in my, I beat the throw. I don't know if my foot stayed on the base after I hit my head off. He might've been able to tag me after the injury.
Here's the thing, Rob, last episode, we were talking about how similar our childhoods are. The worst injury I sustained was my sister, Sadia, if you're listening, fuck you, was chasing me around the house with scissors. I kept looking behind me and she was like chasing me with scissors and I'd look behind me and keep running and look behind me and keep running. And I looked behind me and turned around and ran straight into the corner of a wall, split my forehead open. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing of like, my sister was immediately like, oh no, oh no.
Yeah.
And I was gushing blood out of my forehead. My mom came running downstairs or I don't know where she was, but was like screaming, yelling, freaking out. She, true to my heritage, wrapped a towel around my head. So, so let it be known, Jesus. I am a towel head. So she wraps a towel around my head, gets me to the emergency room, and yeah, they stitch me up. They stitch me up, and I still have a scar right in the middle of my forehead.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. And I have a super quick one. My best friend in high school, he was leaving class, and he didn't have a book bag. He had like a shoulder bag or whatever, and he had scissors in his shoulder, in his bag, and over the course of class, somehow they had poked their way out of the bag, and he lifted his bag up to leave for class, and it cut him from his Achilles, like all the way up to the back of his kneecap, and like they had to do a tourniquet. They used to do a tourniquet on him, and like his whole back of his leg is a scar, and like he collapsed. I mean, he like collapsed because he was in shock.
Yeah,
and it was like blood all over the schoolroom.
We had a teacher in, I think when I lived in Columbus, either Vegas or Columbus, we had a teacher who a bookcase fell on her and the corner of the bookcase hit her right below the eye and her eye popped out.
Oh, I got to throw one more in too. A guy went to
burn after reading. Jeez Louise.
A guy I went to college with told me this story, but he was swimming in a lake and he was going like climbing up
Lake Long.
It was good old Lake Long. do you think the camp song for Lake Long is just... so
I can't breathe.
He was climbing up the side of the pier and there was a nail sticking out and he didn't realize it and it went into his thigh, like in the front of his leg, and ripped. And so he gets up on the pier, he's like, oh, there's blood, but he sees this white stuff and he thought there were like slugs or something like in it. So he started pulling it out. He was pulling like the fat.
No.
That story, I'll never forget.
Happy Halloween.
Oh my God. Happy Halloween.
That probably was festering for a smidge.
Happy hop of hop.
Holy cow.
Rob, quickly, what is your word? What is your word?
We need a palate cleanser.
Yeah, big time. I don't want to chew the fat anymore on this story.
He was pulling the fat. My word is possessed.
Ooh.
Possessed. You have a couple of meanings.
Possession is 9/10 of the haunting. possessed makes me, I mean, for number one thing that pops in my head is Exorcist. I think that's probably the most, the thing most associated with possession is the Exorcist, right?
Yeah.
Split pea soup, walking back, your mother sucks dick in hell or whatever they say. Didn't everyone, wasn't there a curse on that movie where like eight actors
tons
died
of people,
or something?
There was like a ton of stuff that like, yeah, people, anyone who worked on it, yeah, like something
Selma,
happened to him or
Selma
something.
Blair? No, that's somebody else. Selma,
Linda
Blair.
Swear,
Linda
I think
Blair.
Was in the remake.
You could also be like, look at
Linda Blair,
look at
Linda
the
Blair.
Cast of Different Strokes. I mean, yeah. Shit just happens. I don't know. Strokes. It's like a haunted movie or
Nail exactly.
Head Strokes.
Where's the Steps? The no, that's the Poltergeist.
And Different Strokes.
Poltergeist, Exorcist.
No, the Steps are Poltergeist.
Poltergeist
no, the steps
was.
Are up. As Exorcist. No. The step. No. So
Poltergeist was the one that had the stuff, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Poltergeist
okay.
is the one that had stuff. The Exorcist was the Steps. No, the Poltergeist people did have stuff. The girl died.
Craig T. Nelson was
girl
in
who,
Poltergeist.
The little small girl.
And Parenthood, for those who listened to last episode.
Oh, okay. She, yeah, the Exorcist, the Poltergeist was something that all weird shit happened. Have you guys ever, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like there was always like some, I don't know, I feel like in our town there was always like someone who was like, oh, that person's like the haunted person or like something like that. You know, you kind of think of like, well, in the sense of like the crazy person in town. Like you always kind of had like the person who was like,
Brett, I have
don't
to
ever
say,
talk to that person. They're crazy.
Not to parse hairs. To say someone is haunted and to say, you know, the crazy person in town. I think that's two wildly different. Maybe there's someone quirky in town who, you know, just acts a little differently.
You know, there was always the guy who, like, drove the car around. But, like, he never went to a house. You know, it's just always, like, spooky.
I do like, I don't think I had anybody in town that I ever thought was haunted. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's people who have their own picadilles or quirky or straight up, you know, maybe a sociopath. But nobody who's haunted. I do like in movies, having watched a lot of horror movies, whenever someone's possessed, it's always like they talk normal. So if I'm Addle, I'm talking like this. Hey, guys, what's up? Oh, I feel weird. And then when they're possessed, it's always like a brand new voice that they could never possibly make. Of like,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Brett.
Yeah.
Want to die tonight? Like, I don't.
It is funny that that's the possession. That's the possession voice. Is that the way you say that?
Yeah.
Possession voice?
And I always ask you the question, like, do you want it? And you could be like, no. And be like, oh.
Just check.
Okay. You want to order takeout then?
Do you think it's more scary or is it scarier? I don't know which way you say that. But is it scary? I'll say scarier. Is it scarier
most
to...
Most scared. Are you the most scared?
To be for somebody else, if they were to possess you, or if it was something like a house possesses you. Or, whoa. You know, like an ant. So, like, if you go into the house, all of a sudden you change versus somebody pulling the strings or like a spirit. I feel like it's scarier if it's just, I don't know.
Here's Rob.
If you left the house, you'd kind of know what was going on.
How could you? If you can't, if it possessed you, you can't leave the house.
Rob.
You can't leave. Oh, I can't leave the house.
I mean, if you're possessed,
I misunderstood what you're saying. I thought it was very funny because I was like, I wouldn't be possessed by a house because if a house enters my body, it doesn't know what to do. It's never been my hands immediately go above my head in like a triangle, and I get kind of low to the ground and kind of bend my knees and just stay pretty squat. And I'm like, "What's going on? Whoa, no! What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this?"
Your belly button just becomes a door.
My basement
and you
hurts.
Just keep telling people, "Come on in." And you're like, "Where? Like in here?"
No, there's something in my basement. There's something in my basement.
But you know,
and then you just
like,
shit on the floor.
If you hold an object, like an object can possess you.
Yes,
like
yes
those
yes.
types of things, I think are
okay.
scarier. Yeah. Like there's something to that thing.
Yes,
is
a cursed
scarier
object
to me. Although that Denzel Washington movie was pretty.
Devil in a Blue Dress.
Is that the one where if you say that the
glory,
it jump from person to person, right?
Jump
yeah,
from
that
person
one was
to
good.
Person.
Oh, that one. It's called.
It follows.
It's not called The Fallen. But that one's good. It whistles the Rolling Stones song. I think.
What
right?
song was it? Do you remember?
It wasn't Painted Black. No. It was like.
You said it whistles the Rolling Stones painting song. What other Rolling Stones painting song is there?
No. It said it wrestles like a Rolling Stones song.
I can't remember. But that was pretty scary.
Now,
too,
I will say there was two, like Sixth Sense came out and that like really everyone liked that. Yeah. But I like the other movie that came out around that same time that didn't get the acclaim, and that was Stir of Echoes.
Oh, that's great.
And that was with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, and that woman with the big eyes.
Yeah, that came out like right when Sixth Sense came out, and obviously everyone went nuts for Sixth Sense, and people didn't like that one. But Stir of Echoes, I think, is good.
Ileana Douglas.
I'm trying to remember that Denzel Washington movie. That is a great movie.
Was it Ileana Douglas? Adel, is that the lady?
She's kind of Italian. I think she's an Italian woman with big eyes, long neck.
I think it's Ileana Douglas.
I think you're talking about a giraffe.
Yeah, Spots, Eats Leaves.
She used to date Scorsese.
Marissa Tomei. I'm sorry, Marissa Tomei. Stir of Echoes 100% was painted black.
That is correct.
That movie is very good.
Yeah.
Also, what's the one?
Time Is on My Side.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. That's the
it.
Song. That's the song that the murderer would sing.
Yes.
But what is it called? John Goodman was in that movie too. Man, that's such a good movie.
Have you ever seen It Follows? That's a good one where an entity kind of jumps person to person. I do think here's what I want to say. I do think it's creepier. One, I think it's creepier. It's more fucked up if an object possesses you. Like if you touch something and then suddenly you're possessed, I think that's terrible. I'm so sorry for anyone that's happened to. I also think if you're like a little kid in the movie and you come into your parents' bedroom and you go like, "Hey, mom, dad, do you want to die tonight?" Like if it's the actor, if it's like the child's voice, that to me is 100 times scarier. But for whatever reason, Hollywood has prescribed that it has to be like, "Hey, mom, dad, you want to die tonight?" And it's like, if you just left the kid's voice alone, that's way worse.
Think of Red Room from The Shining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't his voice get like super high pitched or something like that? But it starts normal and then I think it goes like crazy. By the way, the Denzel Washington movie is called Fallen.
Oh, okay. So we did say
that's a good one. That is a good one.
It is 1998. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would be so much creepier if it just stayed the same tone of like,
yeah.
But you could see it like in the eyes and the face.
Right.
Like,
you could tell something.
Not,
yeah.
This is not our child.
Also, if I'm, maybe it's just me. If I'm possessing someone, so if I'm like a demon and I jump into Rob,
mm-hmm.
here's my thing. I'm trying to buy as much time as possible where people don't know I'm possessed. Am I going to turn Rob's neck around 360? Absolutely not. That's an insane fucking move. That is an insane
I'm going to leave
move.
Like the refrigerator open.
Yeah. What if,
I'm just going to leave the refrigerator open all the time.
That's like a spy. If I was a spy and I'm like, I'm an American spy in Russia. And first day I'm like, what's everyone's computer password? What the fuck are you doing? Turn your neck 360 out of the question. So what I'm doing is I'm laying low. When I talk to someone, I'm using Rob's voice. Even if I don't know their name because it's brand new and I don't have access to Rob's brain, I'm calling people big guy and champ. Okay, I'm not calling them motherfucker. I'm not talking about what their moms do in hell. Play it cool. Play it cool. Demons.
Why. Yeah. What's your end game here?
Act like you've been there before. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, they don't know. They don't understand the world. You know, they get in and they want to start causing fuckery.
Yeah, I do love that. Like, give yourself a beach weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Try Pop Rocks.
Honestly, see the,
have you had Pop Rocks?
Honestly,
try Pop Rocks.
I know
don't
you're
carve a
like,
crucifix into your wrist. Try Pop Rocks.
Yeah, just like, explore the city that you're
you
in.
Were alive 700 years ago. Go see what's changed.
Yeah. Why? You want to set the bedroom on fire?
The devil didn't give you a timeline as to when this had to be done by.
You've been to St. Augustine?
You could just go up there and be like, they brought a priest in. I had to lay low for a little bit. Like, just go to Venice.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, after you kill whoever you need to kill, you're going to feel empty. So you might as well enjoy the journey.
Read a book. You
know? Read a book.
What are we doing?
Read a book.
You're telling me you're 25,000 years old? Take a sit. Lay down. Massage. You ever had a massage? No. Famously, devils don't get massages or demons, whatever you are.
Go down to Georgia.
Go down to Georgia.
See what it's all about.
Fiddles?
The devil might be there.
I bet you're a natural.
Do you know what else I love about movies with possession is when the person is fighting the thing inside the body and that actor has to portray a fight happening inside of their body. Like, you're going to die. No, Steve, run. Oh, shut up. Like that move is great.
Rob, I guarantee you everyone on set, whenever that day happens for any movie like that, everyone on set is like dying laughing. I bet there's outtakes.
It's got to be like, so hard not to laugh.
And then probably they cut that scene because they're like, we were never going to show it, but we just want to see what you do. There's a movie. Here's what I'll say. There's a movie called Malignant that Arnie Niekamp, a friend of the show, Arnie Niekamp turned me on to. It started off and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like the first 10 minutes, I'm like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in terms of acting and production and writing and everything. And then it gets amazing. And then it goes so bonkers and off the wall, it gets amazing. And it's, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's... takes a lot of big swings. And the actor on set, I'm sure everyone's stifling laughter around the actor. Watch Malignant if you have not. It also has a creepy, you know how a lot of songs and trailers nowadays will do like a creepy slowed down version of something where it's like, hey, now you're an all-star. Like there'll be some creepy version of it. They do a creepy version of Where Is My Mind by the Pixies, which is really, which is pretty good.
Which is already pretty slow.
Yeah.
Do you think nowadays, if somebody you think is like possessed, and again, I don't really believe in that, but instead of like getting a priest, do you think people are just like YouTubing how to do exorcisms? And there's a video of like, play this video to the entity.
Oh, I guarantee.
And you're just holding a laptop and that person's just like recorded it.
Oh yeah, I guarantee there's a priest. It's like, so you've been possessed. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to need some water that you need to bless.
But it takes 13 minutes to get into it. In this video, I'm going to show you how. Now, I bet
you're about to get into it. You're about to get into it. It's like, do you have severe onset Crohn's disease? You're like, ah, it's a fucking ad.
Like an ad pops in the mid-exorcism.
The devil's like, I'm free now. Oh, fuck, I got Crohn's disease.
We didn't get YouTube Premium? No. It's just an ad for YouTube Premium.
My friend's possessed. What am I doing? I'm not touching the Bible, because even I hate that thing. What would you... I feel like I'd play... Maybe I'd play like cartoons or something. Like play something that's going to confuse them, right? If you play a possessed body, if you play like Animaniacs with no context, a demon is going to be like, "What the fuck? What is this?" If you show them like Mad About You, they'll be like, "I get it. Like I understand. Those are humans, and there's a thing called love. I don't feel love, but I understand what that is." If you show a demon Animaniacs, they don't know what's going on. These are the kids. These are not even the kids of Looney Tunes. These are like the same. Are they the kids? It's because it's not young Looney Tunes. It's not like Muppet Babies.
You talk about animated.
No, I'm thinking Tiny Toons. Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons are the tiny versions.
Yeah.
Of those.
No, they're the kids.
Oh.
Well, yeah, right? They might be the kids.
I don't.
But
they
Buster,
might be.
Buster Bunny and Babs or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I could see how this could confuse a devil.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And of course, the devil, we mean Tasmanian devil. If you were possessed, blah, 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 of course, is what you'd say.
I think I'd walk in with like a gallon of milk and be like, you can have blank.
Yeah.
I love this gallon of milk. I hope no one possesses this gallon of milk. And then the demon jumps out of the body and goes in the milk. And it's just like, oh,
so
fuck,
you are Tom Sawyering.
correct.
You're like, hey, this white fence is so fun to paint. And the demon's like,
time.
I want to do it.
Demon don't know. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay, I'll hurt the one you love. I'm like, I love this milk.
Okay, I know, since you guys, I don't know if you, what would you do if somebody gave you a box and they were like, inside, this is like a monkey paw.
Okay.
And it is like that thing of, you know, you could say like a wish and it'll come to like that whole thing. You open the, would you open the box and would you hold it? Or would you just like put it away?
Here's the thing. Famously with monkey paws, Rob, the paw will grant the wish. I think monkeys have four fingers. That can't be right.
I don't know.
Three fingers? What am I thinking of?
Three fingers, I think.
Monkeys have three fingers.
No, four fingers.
Monkeys have four fingers, we'll say. Famously, monkey paws are out to get it wrong. They're like, oh, whoops, you meant that? You meant bear spelled B-A-R-E? So that's the kind of shit the monkey paw is going to pull. So it's not like a genie, where a genie is sort of like, you could fine-tune it to where it's not going to fuck you. A monkey paw is out to get you. It's purposely, you know how they say, like, never argue with someone who's like, dead set on, like, misunderstanding you, or whatever, misinterpreting your words or whatever? Never trust a monkey paw. So, absolutely, I'm throwing that box into the ocean.
It wouldn't be able to stay in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I'm not taking that. I already got a fucking gallon of milk in the refrigerator that's possessed. What the fuck? The light turns off when you fucking shut the door. What the fuck? I'm getting goosebumps in here.
It's so cold.
There's a peach in here that's festering. It went bad.
1% of what? 1% of what? I don't get it.
Rob, would you fuck with a monkey paw?
Yeah, yes, I would. Because I just don't... I just wouldn't believe it could actually do anything.
What if it happened then, though?
Yeah, I guess I'll start off with a real soft wish.
Well, what if you ask for $1 million and then all of a sudden you get the $1 million?
I'm going to burn a wish to test the waters.
What's a soft wish?
A soft wish is, I wish a pizza is delivered to my house in 30 minutes.
So hold on.
I mean, that's...
Here's what the monkey paw is going to do. The monkey paw curls. The finger curls... And you're like, that could be anything. That could, maybe drop a sweat gun on it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's dry. Or it was just, it's time to do
wind,
that. Sure.
Yeah. The time, you know, when a monkey paw is dead, it still can move the nerves.
Yeah, rigor mortis timed out. Yeah.
Well, it's not rigor mortis. It's a monkey. It's rigor monkeys, I think. Here's the thing.
I believe it's rigor monkeys, yeah.
So, Rob, you say, I want a pizza delivered in 30 minutes. Here's
the
thing.
It's like a soft wish, yeah.
Here's the thing. You didn't specify, I want a pizza delivered to me right now within 30 minutes. You said, I want a pizza delivered in 30 minutes. Next time you order a pizza, so say 8 months from then, you call Papa John's, you go, can I get a pizza? What's your address? Mm-hmm. You get your pizza in 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. Monkey Paw was right. You have no fucking clue. In your head, you're like, that dumb toy. Monkey Paw fucking delivered.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Also, you didn't say, is it cooked?
Yeah.
You know, you could get a like just raw dough.
You could pick up a DiGiorno's, and the monkey paw is like, couldn't tell the difference.
Fair. If
that's how good it is.
And within 30 minutes drops an uncooked dough, like an uncooked pizza, I'd be like, ah, I'm going to put this away. Right?
What if but Mike Piazza shows up at your door?
Oh, he's a cooked pizza.
He might. Yeah, I mean, well, then there's going to be a consequence after, though. You know, you're going to eat that pizza, and then you're going to have bad diarrhea.
I don't know if that would. I wouldn't honestly eat the pizza. Where's it coming from? I don't trust that. If it comes, I'm going to be like, whoa, this is real. Let me throw it away.
Well,
soft wish, nobody dies. Nobody gets hurt. Throw the pizza away.
Rob, I'm pretty sure the adjust tie looks at audience, mouth into mic. Pretty sure the pizza's coming from Monkey Paw Pajan.
Oh, very good.
What else? Anybody who's here is from hell? Anybody here from hell?
Wait a minute. You're telling me it's not coming from Dom? Monkinos.
Excuse me?
Domin Monkinos.
Brett, walk me through the mental path that was Domin Monkinos. Is that the Poconos mixed with a monkey?
No, and Dom DeLuise? Dominoes, but it's a Domino's, but it's a Domino's, but with a monkey in it.
Holy shit, Brett. That was an 8 week hike.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch. Armstrong stretch right there.
Domin Monkinos.
Domin Monkinos.
So you think Monkey Papa John's and Dama Monkinos, you think those are in the same league?
Yeah, I think so.
You got,
Dama
Monkinos? You got smoked, dude.
Yeah.
What about if it came from Little C. Monkinosers?
No, it doesn't work.
Little C. Monkeys. Little C. Monkeys.
Wait a minute. What if it comes from Pizza Hut?
Oh, that's better.
See, Brett, much better. Always go with your third thought.
No, I'm sticking with Domunkinos, honestly. If you had a pizza from Domunkinos, it'd be delicious.
Okay, here's the thing. We start a pizza company. Rob, I'm so sorry. It is called Domunkinos.
That's
fine. The image we put on our website, the image we see in commercials, the image we put on the pizza boxes is that monkey who's blowing Walt Disney at the St. Louis Zoo.
Oh,
not up for debate.
It wasn't Walt Disney, but I think for Domunkinos, it should just be a guy in like a brown robe with a bald, like a just a monk.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Or Tony Shalhoub.
Could be.
And it's a monkey. it's an old time. It's like a Benedictine monk who doesn't leave his cave because he's agoraphobic or whatever Tony Shalhoub is.
Yeah.
And a monkey's ripping his face off while blowing Walt Disney. And I think that will.
And we have orangutangy sauce.
God damn
orangutangy
it,
sauce.
Stop. Why won't you stop?
Orangutangy
sauce.
Also, we also got chimpanzee.
Welcome to Dama Monkinos. Please try our new orangutangy sauce.
It's much easier to use
Of course, we have chimpanzee sticks. That's a no-brainer, Brett. We all knew that. We're all thinking that.
Grape ape.
Wash it down with an ape soda.
A grape ape, of course. Here's the thing. I feel like the episode should end, but I'm terrified. The Halloween episode, I'm terrified. We're going to stop the episode and think of 10 more great food monkey puns. So let's keep going.
How long has that pizza bonobo in the oven for? Bonobo. Bonobo. That's a type of monkey.
What's oboe? Now that's an instrument.
No.
Bonobo?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I thought you switched to instruments.
Yeah. Okay.
Baboon.
You also get a free baboon, lemur of soda with every pizza.
I'm trying to think of other monkeys.
I mean, after Domunkinos, anything you say sounds brilliant, Brett. Here's the thing: you figured out comedy, which is to say the dumbest fucking thing on earth, like Domunkinos.
You know what?
And then anything you say subsequently,
I'll give you a
people are like,
pizza
"That guy's pretty smart."
Yeah, if you can get, if you can call right now, I'll get you a Domunkino's pizza in under 30 minutes.
Domunkino's?
That's the end of the episode. Domunkino's.
Oh, Domunkino's.
Okay. Happy Halloweeners.
We have to end, yeah.
We have to end it there. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We'll see you next year. Or should we say next fear?
Or should we say next time you ordered Domunkino's?
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.